I said, Spence, there's no formula. I said, you have the formula. I said, what you're doing over here is unreal. And I'm so happy for Spencer to have the chance to run his own program, because he was an assistant at a lot of places, including Iowa. And, you know, he recruited a lot of the players that were on that 51 win season at Illinois when he was there. And he was so deserving of a head job, in my opinion. But you guys know how those things go. I mean, the dominoes have to fall right for you, and they have to, you know, have a need and want you, and all those types of things that you can't control. And you're just going to see their program continue to get better. I think Spencer's one of the best young coaches in the game. And the great thing about Spencer, he's an even better person, and I'm really happy for him. And he said a lot of nice things about our program and about how we go about our business and all those types of things. But it was, you know, I've thought the world of Spencer since I first met him when he was, you know, just finishing up playing at Iowa State. So, yeah, I was pretty happy for him, and you know, glad we won, but I'm glad it was him who was in the game with us.
Now, I know you say there's no formula, so I'll just simply ask you, what is the approach that you want your team to have going into a double elimination tournament, especially after the success that you guys have had the last two seasons?
Well, yeah, number one, you just hope that you play well and things, you know, kind of bounce your way, and that the pitching holds up. That's always the number one worry for me after a stressful week like that, in a stressful tournament where for the last 2 weeks your pitchers have been on short rest. You just hope that they haven't hit the wall when you get to the regional. And you saw that happen to Ohio State last year. I talked to Coach Beals after it was over, and he said that his guys were absolutely spent, you know, having to fight to win the tournament. And then, you know, he said they got down to the regionals, and it was, you know, his pitching was beat up, and players were tired and, you know, didn't perform real well. I feel like that our guys, position player wise, I hope are in a good place. I'm, you know, obviously a little concerned and hope our pitchers still have enough left to fight and win this regional so we can keep going. But you can't change what you do is what I guess to get to your question. You just can't change anything. You just keep playing, and it doesn't really matter who you're playing at this point in the season, and you can't worry about the name on the jersey. And that's what happens to a lot of teams. I learned a lesson a long time ago when we had a team make a huge run at the end, won the tournament, got in the regional, and it was kind of like the end of the road. It was like nobody had visualized going any farther. So every year now in August since that day, you know, probably 20 years ago, I make sure that we're prepared for every step of the way, at least in each guy's mind. Whether they buy in or believe is up to them. But our guys have been talking about this, and we have talked about this happening for a long, long time. So I hope that our guys will just keep playing and going about the process that we work on each day.
Number 28 in this week's Collegiate Baseball poll, Rick Heller joining us from the Iowa Baseball Program. How much do we know about the three teams in the regional? Obviously, Houston is the host and the number one seed, but Baylor and Texas A&M, two other very good baseball programs, and three Texas schools that you're going to have to face the likelihood of going up against in Texas.
Yeah, it wasn't a real easy draw, but you know, like I said a minute ago, at this point, it really doesn't matter who you play. I mean, everybody's good, and if you, whoever plays the best and gives the opponent the least amount of freebies is probably going to win. And, you know, I don't know a lot about any of those teams, and we're busy gathering info. We're focusing, and at least I am right now, more on Houston than the rest of the field. We've got a great group of managers, and those guys have been working around the clock, pulling as much video offline that we can possibly get. I know we've got at least six or seven games on Houston that we'll be able to watch. You know, Marty and Scott are already, you know, into that as far as watching, breaking down their hitters and their pitchers, so that our guys will be as prepared as anybody down there. Houston's a good team. They play, from what I hear, in a park that is a hitter-friendly park. I think they hit like 55 home runs as a team, and they're a good hitting team. They hit 290 or so as a team. But the pitcher we're facing is going to be a good one. He's a lefty that is the pitcher of the year in their conference. he has given up some runs in his last two starts, which is good to see. And he's probably had to fight through the same things all of our guys have in the short rest as you get late in the year and you have the short rest 2 weeks at the end. That usually messes guys up, and I know it's been rough on our guys. And you saw us beat Schaefer the first game of the tournament, so we beat a pitcher of the year to start our Big Ten tournament off, and that's what the challenge is going to be to our hitters this week, is let's knock another pitcher of the year out and get things going the right way and get a win the first night.
Finally, you've got a ton of people paying attention to Iowa baseball that maybe didn't do that up until this past weekend. What would you like them to take away from this run?
Well, I'd like for them, I would hope that when they see us play, they see our passion and our energy and how hard our kids play. I would hope that they would feel good about the types of kids that we have in our program here at Iowa, not just as baseball players. And that, I feel like do things right on and off the field. And our program's way more than just baseball. It's about being a good person, doing good in school, and being good in your community. And those are the prerequisites to being a Hawkeye. And that's how we try to recruit. And that's the type of kids we want. We want kids that don't worry about their statistics. We want kids that want to be good teammates and want to be a part of something special. And I think if you were watching us play this weekend, that you would see that to be able to make that kind of run and the comebacks that we have, those things don't happen unless you have quality people in your program. And I would hope that they could see that and take that away.
Two regional appearances in 3 years. Coach, we appreciate it. And during the time that we've been talking, you probably got about 5 or 10 more text messages and emails you need to return. But we do appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck in Houston. We'll be following along.
All right, Todd, Alex, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller on a Tuesday. Very happy Rick Heller, and it probably has nothing to do with the clauses in his contract that cash in when he leads Iowa to a Big Ten tournament champion the first ever in school history. D1Baseball.com has an article on its website, Instant Reaction from Selection Sunday, and here's what they had to say about the Houston Regional, and it bodes well for the Hawkeyes. You heard Rick allude to it during that interview. Houston earned a host site with the way it played the past couple of weeks, earning an American Conference regular season and tournament title. But the committee did the Cougars no favors from a matchup standpoint. The Cougars have a very tough Iowa team as a number 4 seed, and Cougar Field sets up perfectly for a big-time slugger like Iowa's Jake Adams. So we'll see. This is going to be a battle of, I think, whatever team's offense brings the bats with them. And you heard Rick reference how many home runs Houston hit, and we saw Jake Adams a little bit slow to get going in Bloomington, and then once he did, holy cow. If Sunday watching the Northwestern game was your first introduction to Jake Adams, that is what he's been doing most of the season. The first home run that he hit that was just to the right of center field, that was a blast. And the second one wasn't too bad either.
He's hit a couple of them this year. The question that I have for Iowa going into this regional is their ability to win on the road. They struggled all year on the road, just 9-12. So there's going to be a home field advantage for whatever team they play in this regional. But it's going to hinge on their ability to win that first game against Houston. Whoever's pitching, whether it's Ryan Erickson or Nick Gallagher, if they can get a good start and get that first game under their belt, then they get on the winner's side of the bracket, which was crucial in their run in the Big Ten tournament. So I think that they have a chance to get a couple wins. You think they have a chance to get out of the regional?
I mean, it's not.
I don't think it's likely. But
it's not
possible.
Likely, but I think the way that they're playing right now, and if they get the pitching that they got from those back end rotation guys, you cobble things together beyond your Friday and your Saturday starter, like Iowa was able to in Bloomington. And the offense shows up and the defense shows up and you get sort of this perfect storm. I think Iowa can definitely beat Houston, and I against Baylor or Texas A&M. Look, I like Texas A&M to maybe come out of that regional if it's not the Hawkeyes, but Houston's got home field advantage. I know fans are upset that it's three Texas teams, so no matter who Iowa plays, you're in the state. It's not like Texas is Delaware. It's a pretty big state, so some people are going to have to make an effort to get to Cougar Field, but the Hawkeyes will be most likely outnumbered no matter who they're playing. And you talk to Rick Heller, and none of it matters. They got there, and the key is, how do you flush what happened last week? Because it's still monumental. I mean, it's huge what they did over the weekend, but you have to flush it. You can't get fat on the fact that you won a Big Ten tournament title because you've got to focus on getting back to Omaha for the first time since 1972, and that's easier said than done, but I think it does set up favorably for the Hawkeyes, and we will see how things go. Friday, we'll get you ready for it at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. And boy, you thought we had a boisterous crowd last week for the Big Ten tournament. I imagine there's going to be a lot of Iowa baseball fans there as well. Major League Baseball has handed down suspensions for Hunter Strickland, and Bryce Harper will tell you who got how many games when we return after this. It's 525. You're listening to the Todd Rummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
Linn County REC is always working hard to provide its members with reliable service, but unexpected events like storms can cause issues. Now, if power's interrupted, Linn County REC members can see the outage map or report an outage right from the Smart Hub app. Download it now from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be ready. Then, if power's ever interrupted, you can get the details or report the outage in just a tap. A little information can help you feel a whole lot better. That's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through May 31st, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before June 1st and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
527, welcome back to the show. Remember your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May just for listening to KGYM coming up between now and 7 o'clock. Be the sixth caller when you hear the phrase of the day, and you'll walk away with $100. Hunter Strickland of the San Francisco Giants suspended 6 games by Major League Baseball, and Bryce Harper 4 games for their involvement in yesterday's brawl. And we'll have some thoughts on this coming up at the bottom of the hour. We were planning on talking about it anyway at 5:30 today, but with the news of the suspensions coming down, I see a lot of people saying that 4 games for Bryce Harper is a joke. And I would tend to agree that both of these are probably wrong as far as number of games suspended, but we'll get into that as well as circle back to the Cubs and the Cardinals, which we sort of ran short on time with in our number one as well. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Don't forget to vote in the KGYM poll question today as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com. What was the biggest national headline from the weekend? Right now, lots of votes split all over the place. Mike Trout hitting the disabled list. Tiger Woods' DUI arrest, the aforementioned brawl, the Indy 500, or the death of Frank DeFord, the outstanding sports writer by which I believe everybody else is measured. There was nobody better when it comes to sports writing than Frank DeFord's work. 319-366-1600. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Iowa baseball team will be the number 4 seed in the Houston Regional at the NCAA tournament after winning the Big Ten tournament over the weekend. Chris Whalen named tournament MVP. The Hawkeyes face top-seeded Houston Friday at 7:04 on ESPN2. That would be the top seed in that regional, not the number 1 seed overall. The Cougars, the regular season and AAC conference tournament champion, they were 40-19 on the year. Baylor and Texas A&M are the other two teams in the Houston Regional. Much like the Big Ten tournament, it is a double elimination bracket. If the Hawkeyes get to the Super Regional, they would face either North Carolina, Florida Gulf Coast, Michigan, or Davidson. The Cedar Rapids Colonels open a brief 3-game homestand with the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:35. Cedar Rapids fell to Kane County 3-2 yesterday afternoon. They fell victim to one of the best pitchers in the minor league so far this year. 6 shutout innings from John Duplante. The former Rice pitcher lowered his ERA to .50 on the year. It's opening night in the Northwoods League. That means the Waterloo Bucks are in action. They host St. Cloud at Riverfront Stadium. First pitch set for 6:35. The Bucks feature one member of the Iowa baseball team, freshman infielder Kyle Kroll, and area champions in both 1A and 2A today at the Boys State Tennis Tournament in Ankeny. Iowa City West is your 2A champ. They defeated Linmar for the title, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the champion in Class 1A. So congratulations going out to the Trojans and the Saints on the state titles.
So we have a minute, about a minute before we have to hit a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, but we're going to get into the Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper fiasco from yesterday after the bottom of the hour Sports Center update. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think both of those suspensions are a joke. And then we're also going to talk about it with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Great discussion today on the gym class with Cal Eldred, with as it pertains to pitchers and their memories as far as how long they recall perceived or actual slights from batters that they face. Cal Eldred talked about waiting 5 years to get revenge on someone that he saw throw a sucker punch one time. Check out the podcast. It's available at KGYMRadio.com. More baseball talk on the way after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, Major League Baseball suspended Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper 4 games and Giants reliever Hunter Strickland 6 games for their roles in yesterday's benches clearing brawl. Suspensions were supposed to start tonight, but both players are appealing, so they can play until the appeal process is completed. Tonight's game, 10 Eastern, ESPN. Red Sox put second baseman Dustin Pedroia on the DL, sprained left wrist, and activated third baseman Pablo Sandoval. Associated Press reports former Florida Governor Jeb Bush no longer interested in buying the Marlins and has ended his participation in sales talks. Bush led a group that included former Yankees captain Derek Jeter, who may still explore a bid with other investors. Tiger Woods needs our help. That's what Jack Nicklaus, the man Woods is chasing for most golf major titles ever, told reporters at a news conference for the Memorial Tournament. Woods arrested yesterday for DUI. According to the police report, officers had to wake up Woods in his vehicle, which was running prior to his being arrested. Woods told police he was taking several prescriptions. His blood alcohol content was 0.00.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Bigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. Now 5 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your spring. Get Memorial Day savings with Bigoro colored mulch. 5 bags for $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski, and nothing fuels my patented Gronk spike like all-natural Alberto beef jerky. Lean beef, slow-cooked, and seasoned to perfection. It's all-natural and all-delicious. Don't take a chance with some wimpy snack. Go with protein-packed, all-natural Alberto beef jerky.
Alberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Alberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
I will tell you, I mean, that how effective that worked for me. You might remember, Golic will certainly remember, and the audience may remember, I missed a show one time because I had to go to traffic school.
That's right.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Jiffy Lube near you.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Glad everybody made it through their three-day weekend safe and sound, and congratulations going out to our latest winner of $100 a day in the month of May. That would be DJ in Atkins. We've got one more $100 prize to give away. It's coming your way tomorrow between 3 o'clock and 7 right here during local programming on KGYM. You're listening to us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. Associate producer Zach Johnson on the other side of the glass. The countdown until the Kyle Mann era begins. Today marks 4 days. Well, 3 days, technically. If you say that we're through Tuesday, then you just look at Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It would be 3 days. But then do you include the weekend and it's all of a sudden it's 5 days until Kyle takes over and is on the job? How glad are you going to be to dump all of the producer duties onto unsuspecting Kyle?
I'm going to do it very gradually, but I can't say that I'm not a little bit relieved.
We can't call him producer Kyle because that's what Dan Dockich calls his producer.
But that's his name.
Indianapolis. So we'll have to come up with something else for Kyle, but we're very excited.
Super producer Kyle?
No, super producer. That super producer was a mistake from the get-go by Tyler, and he knew it, and no, there can be only one super producer. If you're looking for or hoping to hear from Colonels manager Tommy Watkins today, ain't happening. We will talk to Tommy at some point, but coming off the three-day weekend, a little bit difficult to get him in today, especially with Rick Heller joining the program and Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com set to lead off hour number three tonight. Do we have an update on Tommy? Did he get back to you?
We do. Still working on a time, but Tommy's going to join us tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll hear from Colonels manager Tommy Watkins tomorrow. Colonels are at home tonight, by the way. The first of three games against the Quad Cities River Bandits, the Class A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Mike Cameron has a son on that team. Daz Cameron.
I remember a couple of years ago, he was supposed to be a first-round draft pick. Did he slip to the third or fourth round?
He was, I believe, a supplemental first-round
pick. Okay, so he slipped out of the first round. But I remember hearing talk about him possibly being a top 10 pick and him slipping because, I think, signability questions.
Yes, he wanted something in the neighborhood of $4 or $5 million or something like that. The Astros wound up drafting him anyway. And, of course, I can't recall off the top of my head just exactly when he was taken, but he's 20 years old, was in the league last year for a little bit and wound up getting sent down. Now he's back. He was a Scott Boras client and wound up being taken by the Astros 37th overall. And they had the largest spending pool that year, so they were able to make some other selections and move some money around in the first 10 rounds. They were able to sign him. Forrest Whitley is another guy. I don't know whether the Colonels are going to see him or not. Another first-round draft pick of the Astros, one of their top pitching prospects. So interesting team coming to Veterans Memorial Stadium over the next 3 days. And we'll get Tommy's thoughts on the Colonel's season so far and God knows whatever else he wants to talk about tomorrow. I still don't know why we're doing this, but Tuesdays with Tommy will be on Wednesday this week, which will actually feel like Tuesday because it's going to be the second work day of the year. Although I have to say a lot of people were out working yesterday on Memorial Day. We wound up doing some home improvement shopping and some gardening stuff, and they were very, very busy yesterday at one of the area chains, national stores, whatever you want to call it. Every time I mention somebody, I get in trouble here, so I don't want to give any free advertising out there, but we saved big money, and I'll leave it at that. 5:41 here on the Todd Brummelkamp Show. The suspensions handed down by Major League Baseball for yesterday's brawl in San Francisco between Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland. Hunter Strickland gets 6 games, and Bryce Harper gets 4 games from MLB. Strickland threw a pitch with intent at Harper, hit him right in the rear end, right on the hip, which, as Cal Eldred said on the gym class earlier today, is where you want to hit a guy if you're going to throw at him, which I still don't believe in necessarily giving a pitcher carte blanche to hit a batter as long as you throw at him in the right spot. I don't think that makes it right at all. But your thoughts on whether Major League Baseball got this right, 319-366-1600. I disagree wholeheartedly in the length of suspensions here for both of these players.
I do too, but first, I went back today and just tried to re-assimilate myself with how this first started. And
you got to go back to 2014.
2014. So we're talking about 3 years, the postseason, where Bryce Harper hit 2 home runs off of Hunter Strickland, and basically Hunter Strickland didn't like the way that Bryce Harper admired both of the home runs. Is that where this originated?
Pretty much. So you take the stage, the postseason, and then you add to that the frustration of giving up not one but 2 home runs. And they weren't just Cracker Jack, pop-up, wind-aided home runs.
No, they were blasts.
They were Bryce Harper mammoth blasts in the postseason. Absolutely humiliated Hunter Strickland. And there was a little bit of showboating, a little bit of pimping on Harper's part. But again, when you look at the stage and you say, if he's doing it in May in games that may or may not matter in the long run, okay, problem. He's doing it in the postseason. This is sort of like Jose Bautista and the bat flip. What's the time and place where he's doing it? And quite frankly, from Bryce Harper's standpoint, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it about a 4 or 5 as far as how much he was
exactly
enjoying those home runs. But the bottom line is they stuck with Hunter Strickland.
The first home run that he hit was down the line, and he stood there to wait to see if it went fair or foul. So I didn't have any problem with that. The second one, like you said, was maybe a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. judging how much he pimped that home run. So for 3 years, Hunter Strickland has been sitting there and stewing over that and waiting to throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at Bryce Harper. And this is why I have a problem with it, because Hunter Strickland is a relief pitcher. He doesn't get the chance. There's no retribution to be had for that. So basically what it does is he gets out scot-free while he puts some of his other teammates kind of in danger for retaliation, whether it's a Buster Posey or somebody else on that Giants team. I just fail to find the logic in all of this. And if you've heard me talk before, I've been pretty outspoken on my failure to understand baseball's unwritten rules, but this just really doesn't register with me. You give up two home runs, so 3 years later you get your chance and you hit them. 3 years later, you're still thinking about a home run that was hit. And he didn't yell at you when he was going down the line. He wasn't screaming obscenities at you. He just beat you. And that is what gets you upset. This is a kind of a baseball cultural issue, and to a certain extent, I understand it. But in no other sport does this happen.
319-366-1600. Did Major League Baseball get it right in handing down the suspensions for Strickland and Bryce Harper? The Giants reliever gets 6 games, Harper gets 4. And as a couple people are pointing out on the text line, one of the noticeable things about that brawl yesterday was the fact that San Francisco catcher Buster Posey stood at home plate and did absolutely nothing to try or attempt to hold Bryce Harper back from getting to Strickland, which most baseball players would say is probably a bigger honor code violation than pimping a home run.
I think that is a sign of things to come, though. If you're like me and don't understand these unwritten rules, I think that is a sign of things to come. Also, if you think back to when Manny Machado was hit by the Boston Red Sox, Dustin Pedroia was noticeably talking to Machado, basically apologizing from the third base dugout. I think a lot of these players are realizing how kind of ridiculous this all is. I'm not going to say it's going to change overnight, but these star players staying out of it, staying out of this kind of, I don't know exactly what it is. It's just kind of a bizarre thought process on regulations of baseball, is them realizing that I'm not going to risk injury. I'm not going to put myself in danger just because a guy beat me 3 years ago. So I think that is a good sign. Although Posey's being hammered by a lot of people. His name is being put out there as someone in the same vein of bad teammates.
This is going to fall under the category of hot takery, but if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm likely suspending Hunter Strickland for at least a couple weeks. And I think 6 games, although he gets more for throwing at Harper than Harper did for charging, which I agree with. But I think 6 games for Strickland is a joke, because essentially you've got great power when you are on a pitching mound, whether or not it's a high school game, college, Major League Baseball. You are throwing a very tightly wound piece of rubber and string and leather at pretty decent velocity, and you're hurling it at another human being who's 60 feet away from you. And whether or not you intend to do damage is one thing, but you don't know necessarily where that ball's going when you let go of it. And from that standpoint, again, hot takery here, but I almost think you get the authorities involved here, and because there's intent to harm, whether or not you're hitting him in the rear end or the head. Yeah, two different places and two different outcomes, but there's intent to harm here. And I'm pretty sure that falls in the neighborhood of assault. because if you did now, if Harper takes the bat out to the mound instead of the helmet yesterday, then okay, I'm going to have issues with him. He took the helmet slipped out of his hands, which lucky for Strickland because those things can do some damage. And if he winged it at him from about 25 feet or wherever it was where the actual release point was, Strickland would have been completely screwed. But I think 4 games for Bryce Harper is actually too long because Harper didn't do anything other than retaliate when Strickland hit him. And I know that there's another sports hot take. And it's just the culture that we live in. But that's my opinion, man, to quote the Big Lebowski. Harper, and there are a lot of people who hate him because he's immensely talented and was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was in high school and all of that stuff that shouldn't matter to people, but it does because of the culture that we live in. Harper did absolutely nothing wrong here. As far as pimping the home runs in 2014, okay, sort of, kind of, I guess. Again, take into account the stage that you're on at that point. But Strickland, lying in wait until he finally gets an opportunity to, I guess, send a message because he's a big, tough guy. What's he do if that pitch gets away from him? And instead of hitting Harper in the rear end or on the hip, that pitch goes up and in and gets him in the ear flap or goes up and in and gets him in the face.
I don't want
Strickland
to think about that,
say after the game,
yes,
well,
correct.
It wasn't my intent. Well, it was an accident. It got away. That to me, and I think, again, my issue with the clubhouse culture in baseball, and I've been a fan all my life, but I take a little bit of issue to guys saying, well, that's part of baseball. I understand that, but you also have to look at the mentality of you're playing with a guy's career there. And Tony Conigliaro, Dickie Thon, there are a number of guys that can rattle off stories about getting hit by a pitch and having their career completely derailed because of it. And what if one of the game's brightest stars had something really bad happen to him the other day? Now, one of them did. It wasn't Bryce Harper, it was Mike Trout, who over the weekend slid headfirst into, I believe it was second base, and wound up tearing a ligament in his thumb. He's going to be on the shelf now 5 to 8 weeks. And we'll get Ed Creech from MLB TradeRumors.com's reaction to that news, as well as to the suspensions for Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper coming up to lead off hour number three. By the way, you can play through your appeal. So both of these guys are going to be on the diamond until Rob Manfred and Joe Torre and the rest of Major League Baseball hears their appeal. But at first blush, Strickland, in my opinion, deserves to get more than 6 games for intentionally trying to assault Bryce Harper with the baseball. And Harper, I don't think, needs to be suspended for 4 games because he did nothing wrong other than be outstanding in the postseason 3 years ago, and this guy holds a grudge against him. Get over it.
Well, effectively, Harper got the more steep punishment here, correct? Because he's going to be in the lineup all 4 nights.
Exactly.
And Strickland may pitch 2, maybe 3 times out of that 6 games. So that's what I see here, is Harper getting the steeper punishment.
7934 says the authorities won't work. Good luck proving intent. Quote, it slipped. Which, of course, would be the excuse, and you can't bring common sense into a court of law. But you understand my point. Surely you do. Everybody who's ever watched a baseball game in their life knows what Hunter Strickland's intent was, and it's because he hit him where he did. He reared back and drilled him in the rear end, and he did it on purpose. And unfortunately, you can't just say, well, everybody knows, because that doesn't work. But again, much like fights in hockey, where you can basically assault another guy and the police are never involved, that's always kind of surprised me a little bit Because if you did that on the Ped Mall at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, you're getting hauled off to the jail. Okay? No questions, ands, ifs, or buts. But, oh, yeah, that guy's an enforcer. No big deal. I'm not saying Strickland deserves to be in jail, but it gives me the goosebumps thinking about what would have happened if that pitch really would have slipped, really would have gotten away. She's not going to come out and say, well, yeah, I was throwing at him. I was trying to hit him somewhere else. And it goes up and winds up fracturing his orbital bone or something. 554. Again, we'll talk with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Boy, the text line is loving the Bryce Harper, Hunter Strickland hot takes. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn returns after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Want to go to a Twins game but have too much going on? Quadruple booked on the night of June 22nd? Are you playing in five different wiffle ball tournaments at the same time on July 6th? Is your August already full? If this sounds like you, say hello to the Twins Flex Plan. It's a crazy convenient way for crazy busy people like yourself to make it to Twins games whenever you can, whether you know in advance or decide right before the first pitch. Choose how many seats you want, choose your dates, save big on tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Don't plan, Flex Plan. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/flex.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Ed Creech, MLBTradeRumors.com, coming up in just a few minutes. Ian from Oxford says, if we want this all to end, we need to set a precedent. Position players charge the mound. They get a two-week suspension. Pitchers hit someone. They get 2 weeks. Okay, the problem there, again, is position Intent. Players yep. in the lineup every single day.
True.
Pitchers, if you're a starter, you throw once every 5 days. If you're a reliever, you're still only getting action once or twice in any given stretch. So position players suspended for 2 weeks, missing a lot more time than a relief pitcher. And the Giants have enough problems as is right now. They don't need to be adding to this. I can't imagine Bruce Bochy was probably too pleased with Hunter Strickland, but Bruce Bochy's also an old-school baseball guy, so it wouldn't surprise me if he was somewhat okay with what took place. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Iowa baseball team will be the number 4 seed in the Houston Regional at the NCAA baseball tournament this week after it won the Big Ten tournament over the weekend for the first time in school history. Iowa will face number 1 seed Houston Friday at 7:04 on ESPN2. The Cougars won 40 games this year. They were the regular season and AAC conference tournament champs. Baylor and Texas A&M, the other two teams in that regional, along with the Hawkeyes and Cougars. North Carolina, Florida Gulf Coast, Michigan, and Davidson are possible super regional opponents for whoever makes it out of Houston. The Cedar Rapids Colonels open a brief 3-game homestand with the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels fell to Kane County 3-2 yesterday as they fell victim to John Duplante. The former Rice pitcher went 6 shutout innings, striking out 6. He lowered his league-leading ERA to .50 in the process. Promote him already. It's opening night in the Northwoods League. The Waterloo Bucks take on St. Cloud at Riverfront Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:35. The Bucks have one member of the Iowa baseball team on their roster this year, freshman infielder Kyle Kroll. And Iowa City West is your 2A champion in boys state tennis. Cedar Rapids Xavier claiming the 1A title earlier today. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing into hour number 3. We talk all things Major League Baseball, including the Cubs and Cardinals, tough Memorial Day weekends, as well as the Bryce Harper, Hunter Strickland brawl with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Ed joins us in a matter of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon.